It's been said you've sold your.
Howard Iceberg wears a blue flannel shirt and thick black suspenders as he strums a guitar in the office of his West Side home.
It's been said you've sold your soul.
His guitar rests in his lap like a dobro, and he's working on a new song, trying out the lyrics as they come to him. An immigration lawyer by day and a prolific songwriter and musician by night, Iceberg says he tries to create songs that connect with people.
I am not a traditional folkie, although I came up that way more than 30 years ago. Playing early Carter Family songs is maybe the very first thing I did. And I started to learn just the littlest bit of music, and before I knew it, instead of playing other people's songs, my own songs started popping out. Hundreds and hundreds of songs, and, you know, some good ones and a lot of bad ones.
Iceberg says he doesn't limit himself to any genre in his songwriting, and he says he has an expansive view of music that embraces many different styles.
The streets are flooded in Memory City.
I would define folk music as any music that's written out of people's heart, you know, not stuff that's written to be commercial and just sell records.
But beyond the folk landscape, Iceberg says that the contemporary Kansas City music scene is unique and often overlooked.
Kansas City is an underappreciated scene, I think. It's not the same as the old Kansas City with Joe Turner and Jay McShann and Count Basie, but having been here and been involved in the music scene for many years, I think that there is a lot of great music of different styles. And so I wouldn't say there is one Kansas City sound, but there is a Kansas City attitude.
From the wasteland of the heartland.
Since the early 1990s, Iceberg and his band called the Titanics have worked with hundreds of area musicians in the spirit of civic collaboration.
I don't know if it's a real competitive or dog-eat-dog scene in other cities, but in Kansas City, I don't feel it's that way. I see the camaraderie and the generosity and the ability of Kansas City musicians as being a great place to work.
Over in Midtown and on the other side of the folk spectrum, Betsy Ellis is practicing a spiritual tune from the Ozarks. Ellis says that her southern roots have helped define both the music she seeks out and the new music she creates.
I grew up in Fayetteville, Arkansas. The reason that's important is it's in part of the Ozarks, and I had to go through a lot of different kinds of music, which I still embrace, but in order to discover music that comes from the Ozarks, which speaks to me perhaps more deeply than almost anywhere else.
Pre-bluegrass music is often called the golden age of old-time music. Ellis says she finds many of her favorite tunes on obscure recordings from that era.
Those really, really old traditional tunes, ballads, but also old like love songs or spiritual quest kind of songs. Those are the things that I keep reaching out to. And I do that with my own music as well. I don't know if my music is an extension of the musics that I really am inspired by, but it's certainly a result of being exposed to all the different music that I love and that I still continue to discover. If we look at just the word folk and how that's another term for people, I boil it down to that. It's the music of the people. And for me, folk music is often music that it maybe has been passed down from one generation to the next.
Ellis says that part of what drives her love for music is the discovery of the music of the past.
What makes something traditional and folk is one of the things that keeps me in this line of music, that keeps me really interested in this process that doesn't ever have to have an actual solution, it doesn't have to have a final answer, but talking to other people, exploring the music with other people along the way is what keeps it really interesting to me. Folk music. I do think it's my life.
And for Ellis, passing her songs to the next generation is just another part of the great folk music tradition. Julie Denishay, KCUR News.